If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, where they're proud of where they're from and excited where they're going. They are Nebraska in a bank. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC. Again, thanks to Pinnacle Bank for having me and Bill out in the suite yesterday. Sip was at the game in media.
Very nice. I also found a little bit of information. Pinnacle Bank, I didn't see it there, but Brian let me know this. Pinnacle Bank, which is down in Dallas, but Pinnacle Bank was on Landman.
Oh,
the show, the in very what popular form? Show like that. They showed it in the background or something. But anyway, Pinnacle Bank was on Landman, so that's exciting. Yes, Billy Bob Thornton.
So it's down in Texas.
Yes, they are. They're down in Dallas.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Where's Arizona. Landman set? Like, where's that?
Odessa, Midland,
Permian.
Yep.
Nice.
Is that in the Houston area?
Nope, not at all. Nope, that's more west. This is West Texas.
Like, but you're El Paso. Maybe not that far west.
El Paso is right in the corner down there. This is West Texas.
West Texas screams Sip. You like that area?
Oh, God. Texas Tech area.
Yeah, Lubbock. Oh, you love
Lubbock. You love Lubbock. You have said you love Lubbock before.
I do.
On
I like
show.
That area for sure. I'm not combating you. I like it.
Thanks to Pinnacle Bank. By the way,
Pinnacle Bank.
Saw this Nebraska basketball. One quick thought: the non-conference. We thought they had some nice wins against K-State and Oklahoma. When they happened, they were nice wins. Both those teams might have coaches that are fired soon. Oklahoma's lost eight straight games. They're 1-8 in conference play. I mean, they got beat by Texas on Saturday, and K-State got murdered, straight up murdered by Iowa State. Saw a stat during the break that Iowa State has won 9 games by 30-plus points this year. 9!
There was one time I think the score was 40-something in there in the teens.
This was in
49-19.
This was at Manhattan. This is in K-State, by the way, yesterday, that game. So two teams. Okay, you were proud to beat. Those were good wins at the time. I mean, the Oklahoma game was in Sioux Falls. It was an awesome game at the Pentagon. They're bad now. In K-State, they lost the kid from Omaha. I think he's out with injury. Haggerty's still playing, but they have nothing besides him at all. They are bad. Not good. So we'll see what happens with those two. And if you're just tuning in, just a reminder that Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow.
Okay.
6 more weeks of winter if you're just tuning in this morning.
And that's like all over the place, all over the world.
That's the world.
That's the world.
Yes, that's the
it's
world.
It's in the 30s right now in Florida.
It snowed there. There was snow, I think, in like Tampa or this weekend.
Really?
Think about that for a second. Tampa. No snow here.
No
but
snow here.
Tampa's got.
Yeah. It's supposed to be nice here, right?
Yeah. It'd be a nice week. I saw 50s on
There's
Thursday.
There's temperatures that were lower in Florida than they were in Alaska. The temperatures were lower in Florida than they were in Alaska.
Not right.
Man, Marty never said a word about
Marty didn't say a word about this. This is a big deal for in Florida. I thought to get a chance to get your coats out and stuff and wear some winter wear.
Winter wear.
Yes.
I'm seeing right now, we have several days in the 50s ahead for us. In
good. Is that okay? I mean, I think
winter's over. I told you winter's over 3 weeks ago.
I mean, I'm all for it. I don't know. Are you?
I like it. It's fine.
We got some.
It helps when you walk sugar. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
We got some precip on Saturday night, right? A little bit.
There was about maybe a
116th of an inch. Yeah,
just say that's.
I don't think the farmers are really like going. We finally made it. Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
yeah. Trust me, we're still in the drought.
Technically,
the drought is still on.
There was technically something that fell from the sky, sip and did stick. But
there's
not
still
much.
Snow sitting out there.
Yes. 464-5685. Call or text as always. I saw this something from CBS Sports this weekend, as I do often. There was
you like that website.
I do. There was a they were giving grades of year three coaches in college football.
Year three.
So this is not just it was the full assessment of their 10 years so far, not their year three, but all 3 years.
Okay.
Won't surprise you. Kenny Dillingham, Arizona State, gets an A. He did win the title 2 years ago when they were picked last in the Big 12. They win it. Last year, not as good as that year, but still they won a Big 12 title. That counts.
Absolutely.
Hugh Freeze, F at Auburn. He's been fired, so no surprise there. He gets an F going 15-19. Scott Satterfield, we saw Nebraska play against week one last year. C- at Cincinnati. It's his grade.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not a D.
Deion Sanders, prime, who goes 4-8, 9-4, and then 3-9, gets a C+ at Colorado. Inherited a mess there.
Yeah, he did.
He did have a complete mess. He did get him to nine wins.
Nine wins in year two.
Well, they had the thing about this now. They had a Heisman Trophy winner.
They
also.
Did. So, which he brought from Jackson State with him.
Yes.
Brent Key, Georgia Tech, no surprise in A. He's been great there, 27-20 for Georgia Tech. And then he gets to Nebraska. Matt Rhule, a C. Here's the description of why a C from CBS Sports and Matt Rhule. He says, it speaks to how low things had gotten for Nebraska. That making a bowl game in 2024 and 2025 were notable program successes. And the Pinstripe Bowl marked the school's first win in the postseason in 9 years. Stabilizing the Huskers on the field is a positive, but Rhule gets a middling grade for middling results. Nebraska is 10-17 in Big Ten play and is still looking for a win over a ranked opponent in Rhule's tenure. That's why a C for Matt Rhule.
Probably
is it C too high? What would you
they
say?
They do minuses and pluses.
They do, yep.
Probably minus. I don't know. It's hard to assign. They this year though, they beat Akron and Houston Christian. I mean, that's two of them, and then they just finished horribly. So that would take it from a C to a C- for sure. I would think.
Probably
just where they're at right now.
Probably goes back to just quality wins. You said before would be what Northwestern. You said was the biggest win. For a while, it was Cincinnati, and they kind of fell off the map.
It's Northwestern,
So Northwestern was their biggest win. So you have to have some form of, like I said, Fickell wasn't great and shouldn't be, but they did storm the field twice. They beat two ranked teams, which is, you have to have some sort of notable wins also.
Yeah.
And this year, you had teams in the 20s. You had USC and Michigan. Both teams ranked not highly. They were like 20 through 25 when they came to Nebraska. And you couldn't beat him either time. Now, there was an injury to Dillon against USC. We know that. Up 14-6 with that injury, and they blew the game. But Michigan, what was your excuse there? You couldn't stop the run.
Well, and they couldn't stop the edges. Speed to power. the pass protection broke down in a ridiculous way in that game. Like it was jaw dropping to watch.
Yeah. Then also there was two touchdown runs, like both around long. 70 yards, weren't they?
And hardly touched.
One running back, yeah. Then the other
running back. Yeah. So that would be the part that would
Underwood's touchdown was untouched, yeah. Too. That 38 yarder up the middle didn't get touched. It was terrible. Luke Fickell, C-minus at Wisconsin,
okay.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, that's
17 and 21 his record at Wisconsin.
Well, you couldn't get past a C-minus, even though they had those two big wins. It's still, I mean, it was still bad. Now, schedule was, I mean, it'd be the most difficult again this year. I mean, their schedule, when you go non-conference to Alabama, that's hard. Alabama's not the same. You know, just try it out.
Oh, God.
Just try it out. Just buzz
Come
down
on.
There and try to beat them.
Come on.
Yeah. It'd be a lot.
This might shock people for how bad Wisconsin has been with Fickell. I mean, him and Rule are both 10 and 17 in conference play.
So overall, they're both, what, 19 and 19?
No, Fickell's 17 and 21, Rule, okay. 19 and 19.
Gotcha.
A couple more non-conference wins for
Fickell was heavily considered for this job.
Yes. I think people wanted him here. I think both these guys, Rule and Fickell, were popular hires for Nebraska with the fan base, too.
Leipold was a finalist.
Leipold was in that conversation.
And I think Dave Dorn. Those were the guys. Dave Dorn, Leipold, Rule.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
And I think Fickell was sort of an outlier, but he was in it.
Well, I got to think there's some surprise, not just from the Big Ten, but nationally, that neither of these guys have worked out well. I mean, Matt Rule has not failed here. It just hasn't been very good.
Neither of them have failed.
They're middling.
Yet.
He's 19 and 19. That's mediocre. Fickell's below that. They're 17 and 21. Who would have thought that both?
He'd be way more shocked at the Wisconsin than any. If someone said, okay, right now, 3 years ago or whatever the time was, 3.5 years ago, you'd be way more shocked at the Wisconsin record than the Nebraska record. Still shocked at Nebraska.
Sure.
But Wisconsin, you may go like, hang on now.
Right.
They've been rolling. They've
totally
been,
agree.
They've waved one Big Ten champ. I mean, they've
right.
been to Rose
That's
Bowls.
Really weird.
And so it's like, hold it now. And that's where times have changed. That's where there's been some difference. But at the same time, you look at some rosters right there. There's right now the Nebraska in basketball is outperforming what maybe 50 teams money wise at least.
Maybe
I mean 50, 60 teams have spent way more money than Nebraska.
Oh yeah.
Indiana did not spend the same money that Texas spent. They didn't. Texas spent more. They did. Teams spent a lot more. So there's
in football.
In football. So it's not all just, well, it's straight money.
No, it's not.
That's it. No, I'm telling you, what is still the issue that Wisconsin has is getting kids into school. They're not bending on that. It's like, okay, we can pay them. Sure, we absolutely.
But
it's hard, really hard to get. It was so hard there with because, you know, obviously Coach Alvarez wanted a great walk-on program, and he was able to establish it. But the hard part was when you were recruiting walk-ons was you couldn't guarantee they were getting into school. That was it was very hard to get into. I mean, the number of whatever slash boosters be like, there were friends of mine in Wisconsin. Hey, Bill, can you help me? I'm trying to get, you know, Connie into school there. And I'm like, man, it's going to be really hard. I mean,
really?
I couldn't have. It was very hard to get into school at Wisconsin. And so it made your walk-on program tough when it's like, I like to walk on. Well, you don't know that until you're accepted into school, which might be around now to see what you're going to do. So it was a hard situation. But I'm telling you, it's more difficult to get into school at Wisconsin than it is in several places.
It is stunning, though, Wisconsin, to see what's happening if you zoom out. We don't do that very often. Mm-hmm. We should do it more. It's incredible how far they've dropped. Yeah. Nebraska, too, by the way. I
mean, they had been one of the most consistent Big Ten programs for a long time. I know. Wisconsin.
And why have they dropped? What's their number one thing? What's the number?
Because they don't have the money.
What's that? Just don't have. They've just made huge errors at quarterback or injuries or whatever you want to call it. They've not had a quarterback.
You're right.
They've not had a quarterback. I mean, Indiana goes out and gets Rourke, a MAC quarterback, performs really well. If Wisconsin would have got Rourke, they probably win 7 or 8 games one that year or last year and be a pretty good spot. Instead, they don't. They don't have good quarterback play, and then they didn't stay healthy.
Now,
I mean, the quarterback play last year at Wisconsin, it was horrendous.
Now, 2 years ago, when Nebraska beat them to clinch a bowl game, they had their backup. That was Braden Locke, who was not very good. But Tyler Van Dyke came from Miami, who was supposed to be good. He got hurt.
Yeah.
Got hurt against Alabama, missed the whole season. So we don't know what that looks like if he plays the whole year. He was not, by any means, a great quarterback, but he was okay. Yeah. But they played their backup for 10 games that year, which is unfortunate.
And the year before, I think he played most of the year, but it was the quarterback from SMU. It was who they had.
Tanner McKee, is that name? Right?
There was times last year, I mean, they literally have 3 or 4 completions a game.
It was just awful.
Yeah.
Their passing stats were just a criminal this year. It was sad.
But talk about on the hot seat, because that was a heavily, what do we do? And the AD came out in full support. They have to win. Can you pull their schedule up, Jake?
We saw it the other day that they just, I think, the easiest schedule in the Big Ten Conference
this year.
They're
the easiest.
Now, they do open with Notre Dame. So that's tough.
Yeah, really tough.
At Lambeau.
That's not the right one. Okay.
It's pretty easy, though.
Yeah.
Avoid is amazing.
Yeah. Okay, Wisconsin's schedule. Hang on a second.
So anything saves him, a 6-6 saves him. 6-6 gets into a bowl. Okay, progress. That's a progress bowl. I'll have a chance to build
it. Okay, Wisconsin's schedule. Yeah, tough game off the bat at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame. Probably 0-1. Then you have Western Illinois, Eastern Michigan, 2-1. Then you're at Penn State.
Oof.
Ouch. So kind of a hard one.
Ouch. Okay,
then, I don't think they win that.
Okay, 2-2. Yeah. Then they're home against Michigan State. That could be a win, right?
That's a 50-50, give them the win.
Okay, then they're at UCLA, new head coach, should be a win.
Know about that. That's a tough win. That coach will have them better. They still have their quarterback. They'll be better. They have more money. They're a little bit better. And it's hard to go out to UCLA or just go to California or the West Coast and win.
So you're saying L for that one then?
Yeah, it's close.
You have to give them at least 3-3 because I'm not going to give them. They're going to lose one of the two between Michigan State and UCLA mind.
Okay, then they're home against USC.
I don't think they can win that one.
3-4.
I don't think they can win that one.
Then they're at Iowa. It's probably an L.
3-5.
Then they're home against Rutgers. That could be a win.
Should be a win. We're going to count it.
4-5.
Then they're at Maryland, who's struggling. That's a possible win.
Give it to them just because.
5-5. All right. We got a chance at a bowl game. then we're at Purdue. I think you clinch a bowl game there.
Clinch it right there.
Okay.
Then you're home against Minnesota. So maybe 6-6, 7-5 is in play for Wisconsin.
But it's in play not to get a bowl game. There's a couple games there that could go. We're saying they're going to go to Maryland and win. Maryland's going to
but
their
still,
quarterback's back, right? He's going to be a sophomore.
Malik Washington. Yeah. But again, they're not playing Indiana, Ohio State, Oregon, or Michigan this
year. Say that again.
They do not play any. This is Wisconsin. Does not play any of Indiana, Oregon, Ohio State, or Michigan this year.
Just Penn State.
Just Penn State.
And they're probably their toughest game in conference play. USC is at home. Penn State could be tough on the road. It could.
Hard to know. How do you know these teams? I just don't like.
No, right now you have no idea.
That's the portal. It's just tough.
Right. There's a bunch of Iowa State guys at Penn State. I guess you just look at how Iowa State did.
Well, I will say this. They took their best players, so that's going to be There are some players that didn't make the cut. Mm. There's coaches that didn't make the cut.
They might be all right then, right?
Yeah, might be all right. Just, you know, like I said, the JMU 13 changed everything at Indiana. So when you take the certain players there and go, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They'll have some players. Penn State will not be completely void of talent. Mm-mm. They won't be.
They got Rocco Becht out there. Yeah. Quarterback.
That's right. Follow Matt Campbell.
He's a good quarterback.
That's
good. They're not playing without a quarterback.
He's a tough dude.
That'll fit up there well.
He's played a lot of football.
But don't forget, I mean, they played Iowa, and they were tough against physical against Iowa. Iowa's a physical football team, and they beat them, except week two or three this year.
Yep.
So.
Hondo.
Cyhawk.
Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked! Bad business.
You don't want to be hacked, especially on Groundhog Day. It's a celebration day.
Imagine
you don't want to get hacked
today.
That'd
be the worst day for me to get hacked. That'd be the worst. That or the day before Thanksgiving. One of those 2 days. Probably the day before Thanksgiving would be even worse. I can't even do anything on Thanksgiving Day.
It's true.
Hey, when
That'd
you
be
your,
awful.
When you use your debit card, can't. Got hacked.
It's awful. Yeah, my debit card got hacked on Sunday, by the way.
Whoa.
What?
Did you call Will?
Did you call Will?
I did.
Who'd you call?
I called Wells Fargo.
Did you?
Will could have probably fixed the problem here.
Maybe it's Wells Fargo. Yeah.
Well, you can avoid being hacked with Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity, and a free consultation is available to you at AppliedConnective.com.
What was purchased on your card?
It was at... It was golf equipment, apparently.
It wasn't me.
It was odd. It was only like $41, but at that point, you have to, you know, cancel everything.
Yeah, it's not a fun time.
No, it was, you know, you don't get your car for 5 to 7 days. There's some things I'm a little shaky on, like, how's this all work?
Couldn't you go down to Wells Fargo in person and get it sooner?
I don't, maybe. I don't know that.
I bet you could.
To get a card sooner?
Yes.
I know at Pinnacle Bank, they just do it right there in the... Oh.
Are you...
At Pinnacle Bank, they did it right there in the
lobby.
Appears
as if you should be changing banks.
Yeah.
Well, I do both. Right, no, yeah. I do both.
Okay.
I have Pinnacle Bank and Wells Fargo.
Oh, wow. Somebody's moneyed.
Yeah.
That sounds like to me, Bill.
Wow, that's money. But when I lost...
my fourth bank.
When I lost my card, Pinnacle Bank did it right there on the scene. So maybe Wells Fargo would do that.
Brian Morrow will do it for you.
Yeah, he could help
you.
You go
in there, he will redo your card for you.
Is he the West O branch?
He's not, but he could be.
Brian, get to the West O branch. Hold up, Brian. I know you're very well connected. Can you please get to Wells Fargo? I know you work at...
Spool's got a problem.
I know you work at Pinnacle Bank, but Spool has a problem with Wells Fargo if you can meet him over there to smooth things over.
Need some help.
Go to the one on 66-0.
Yeah.
Meet me in the parking lot.
When we come back, does going in the portal affect your legacy? One quarterback thinks so. We'll tell you who that is next on Early Break on the Ticket.